the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tom Bergeron will join Roberta, Richie, Jennifer, and me in a few minutes to talk about the Capitol 4th celebration. We'll be on the air live on the 4th of July, and so will he, hosting this show. I think it's probably on Wednesday night, though. Is it Wednesday or Thursday? And Thursday is 4th of July.
You know, that's a good question.
It's Thursday.
Thursday night. Okay. All right. And Barry Manifold is going to be performing as well that night, so we'll find out. Tom's an affable guy. Everybody
Maybe you
to
and Tom
to
can
him.
Sing Two Ships That Pass in the Night.
Yes,
together.
Right.
To warm him up.
Yeah, you think
romantic.
That'd be a good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just try not to cry.
How to do that. He wasn't involved. Well, he's a Bostonian, so I get from him his feelings about the Boston Marathon thing, yada, yada. Later in the hour, we meet Scott Ventrella, who has some very positive ideas, especially if you're in business for you. So it's help time here on Good Day. Americans need help because they don't like their jobs. How many of you have seen this survey which came out actually late last week? 30% of those employed are engaged in work that inspires them. I know we're all in that 30%. Right, Roberta? Right, Richie? Right, Jennifer?
Yes.
Right, Kenny?
Wow.
We're all inspired.
Whatever you say, boss.
Numerically, that would have to be impossible for all of us to be
Well, we're
happy.
Just... We Well, I didn't say I was happy. We're not. I didn't ask about being happy. I was talking about inspiration.
Yeah.
We need to be inspiring.
You miserable and inspired?
Inspired.
I don't know.
Inspired.
You inspire me, boss.
How would they...
Not that really.
That's good to know. Thank you very much. Anyway.
You were really inspired about an hour ago, weren't you?
Me?
Roberta. I'll be back.
Yeah. All right. See you later. I'm going to do toot, 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 toot. All right. So if you're in that league, swell. If you are, we have had a lot of focus on work. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com has to do with whether you're working on vacation this week. On Friday, we asked you how much time you were taking off during the week this week. See, 43% said not taking off any time. 29% said taking off Thursday. 14% said Thursday and Friday. 13% said all week. 2% said I'm taking off Wednesday through Friday. Most of the places that we do business with, most of the places anybody does business, unless it's retail, or banking, that kind of stuff, are, if not closed down, they'd be slow trying to find bosses and decision makers this week. You might as well go out and hit your head against the door, because you'll have about that much luck. At any rate, we're always interested in surveys and survey results. Kenny, at facebook.com/ Good Day Show, and Twitter at Good Day Show. All the discussions are sort of surveys pretty much themselves, right?
Yeah. Right now, most of the comments are about the heat from this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Firemen, 19 firemen got killed in that Arizona fire over the weekend. That wildfire in the middle of the state. Whew. Man, can you imagine how hot it is there, given what the natural conditions are? And then this, and he's 19. That's a lot of men to lose that way in that kind of a situation. Wow. At any rate,
most firefighters lost since 9/11, but fighting a forest fire since like 1933.
Sad.
Yeah.
Right. Right. All right. Food for thought. At any rate, we'll pause for a moment. Tom Bergeron will join us in a matter of moments here on Good Day, the host of Dancing with the Stars, amongst other things.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directed.
It's time to buckle in for Sears' July 4th appliance event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get supervised savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive to the store for details. Offer valid 628-377. Gas drive, price higher, optional. Pedestal sold separately.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell.
And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better, because for a limited time, you can try Ageless Male free. That's right. Call now, and you can boost your free testosterone levels with Ageless Male for free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-239-2754. Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life, because our formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. If you're ready to recapture that drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male with this free bottle giveaway. You must call now, because this free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-239-2754. 1-800-239-2754. 1-800-239-2754.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
All right, it's now a quarter after the hour, close enough for government work. Tom Bergeron is somebody who is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, a little bit younger than I am. I'm saying that because he grew up sort of in Boston radio and Boston television and has become a star, or as we say here in New England, Tom, a star. How did you... People always ask me how I lost my New England accent. How'd you lose yours?
Well, not consciously. I think it was, you know, I was listening growing up in the Boston area, but I was listening to people on Boston radio. Only a few of them had Boston accents.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I just, through osmosis, got rid of it. It wasn't really a conscious decision. And if I'm tired or slightly inebriated, it comes back.
Where'd you go to school?
Well, I didn't go. I went to a local community college because I was working in radio in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And only went to that college because my boss threatened to fire me. He said, I didn't hire you to not go to college.
So from Lowell? I think of Lowell, Lawrence, North Andover, something like that.
Haverhill.
Haverhill.
In that
same
area, yeah, in the Merrimack Valley of Massachusetts. Yeah.
Right. So I'm on that station. There's an AM station there that I'm on. And it seemed to me, I remember getting a call, a family that owned it once. It's not important. What is important is what you're doing these days.
You're a self-editing host.
Right. I'm very good at that. I say, well, you know what? I don't want to talk about that.
Let's go into the long story. Who's got the time?
Yeah, who's got the time? Exactly. So you're the Capital Fourth celebration you're going to host this year. Who are some of the...
Second time. I did it last year, and apparently... I fooled them. They invited me back.
Well, but you've been fooling a lot of people then for a long time because look
go.
At the gigs that you've had. America's Funniest Home Videos, Dancing with the Stars.
But this is amazing, you know, to stand, and this was the thing that people, friends of mine who work in the crew, who work with us on Dancing with the Stars and also do a Capitol Fourth in Washington for PBS, had told me last year before I did it, there's nothing like it. You're going to step on that stage. There'll be a few hundred thousand people between you and the Capitol building at night, live, which I love. I love live TV, on the 4th of July, America's biggest birthday party. And it was true. It was really an amazing experience, and I'm looking forward to getting back there this week.
All right, so who are some of the people, the notables, that we'll be interested in watching and listening to on, it's Thursday the 4th from 8 to 9:30 Eastern Time, by the way, on
PBS. Right, live on PBS and NPR, and Neil Diamond's going to be there, Barry Manilow, John Williams is coming back, I think he'll be conducting some of the music from Lincoln, his score for Lincoln, Megan Hilty's back from Broadway and the TV show Smash, Candace Glover, who won season 12 of American Idol, Scotty McCreery, who is a country music artist, also an Idol winner, cast members from Motown the Musical. Now, you might think I'm reading this off a list, but it's all just committed to memory.
I know. You're a genius. I've thought that of you many times.
Yeah, there's no paper here.
Nothing. So, somebody said to me once that you were considered to host American Idol. Is that ever true?
No, that's not true.
Not true.
Not true.
Have you been, was there ever a suggestion you get involved in any of the other reality shows? Dancing thing is big because it just is big. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. You know, I've got a great relationship with ABC doing both that and America's Funniest Videos, which I've done since my hair was brown. And so
my kids watch all the replays, and I noticed the changing looks of Tom Bergeron every year.
And you can see those old David Byrne suits that they used to put me into with the wide shoulders and the fabric down to my knees, you know.
So
doing those two shows, really, doing another one would just appear piggish, you know. But I'm always happy to do a one-off like a Capitol Fourth for PBS. Mm-hmm.
Are you enjoying, you live in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area?
No, well, half the year I do, and then half the year back east, so I'm in Connecticut right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you're kind of like, I have a farm in Massachusetts, Framingham, and I live in Santa Monica in the wintertime, and it makes for it sort of makes for a nice blend.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think it maybe keeps you a little bit healthy. You're one of those guys that has never let it go to your head, and it's pretty obvious that you're an everyman sort. Is there a recipe for that, too?
And I did.
Did you hear that, Doug?
Oh, my God. That's it. There it is. That's the quote of the week. We started off the week with Bergeron, who says, don't be a blank blank.
Oh, that's right.
That's the secret.
It's pretty simple after that. Once you get that one down, the rest is easy.
People want to work with you, and you're not difficult either when it comes to getting paid. And that's always the thing. Satisfying people on both ends. You're pleasant to look at. You're pleasant in terms of what you present. You can't be difficult to work with.
Are you hitting on me?
No. I was about
to
make...
Do you like walks on the beach?
No.
Yeah, that's right.
What I was trying to do was make a statement. Ed McMahon and I became great friends in his later years, and he basically said the same thing. Always understand who the boss really is, and always understand that without these people liking you, you have nothing.
Absolutely right.
So,
absolutely right.
Very cool. Barry Manilow is on with you on Thursday as well, right?
Barry Manilow? Yes. Barry Manilow, did you call him? He's working with the Car Talk guys.
All right. Good to have you here, Tom. Happy 4th.
A pleasure.
We'll be watching Thursday at 8 Eastern Time.
They fell in love. His name was Wego. He wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now. And the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Didn't have a chance for an intro here, did you? Too long. You would have rambled. I could have filled it up with the traffic and weather together here.
That's right. Here. All right. Here you go.
Huh? Hold on.
Let's practice a little.
Okay. You're going to have about a minute.
Really? Is that long?
But this isn't the real intro.
There.
Yes, it is. It takes about 10 seconds to get into the real intro, I think, doesn't it? Of this.
Is this how you're going to intro this song?
No, I'm just waiting for the real intro to start. People, there it is. Right there. That's the intro. We can tell what the song is. That's it. 24 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler. And if you want to know what Tom Bergeron said was the secret to his success. That wasn't a minute.
Aspirin.
You led me down a field of corn that wasn't planted yet. Anyway, Prince. When Doves Cry, number one during this week in 1984. Crank it up, Richie.
Most of us know the song well enough to know.
Oh, be quiet, will you please?
Animals try curious poses.
With the number one song during this week in 1984, Prince and When Doves Cry. A lot of the imagination involved in that circuitry. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Story today from DougSteffen.com about some crazy ants that are specialists in electronics.
Like ants or ants?
Ants. A-N-T-S. Ants.
Oh, those kind of
ants. Those kind of ants.
I was thinking of my aunt from.
Aunts. All right. So here's the story of Mike Matthews, who's in Austin, Texas. He got a call the other day to take care of some ants, dispose of scores of air conditioning ants. They're in units in this town. This is apparently quite a headache. The ants swarm inside the units, causing them to short circuit, and then they can't work. Often the switches inside them need to be replaced. The ants eat away at the switches and the wiring. So this guy's got a business called the Bug Master. And he apparently has been working on this since 2002. What happens in this part of Texas, there's so much sand and moisture as you come from the coast. Austin's kind of like lower central state, a little north of San Antonio. And the whole state pretty much has a problem with this. But it's the first time that it's been chronicled or that somebody has paid actual attention. People are saying, how come all these air conditioners aren't working?
You know, my uncle told me that he had to replace his air conditioner switch because a spider got in between and was in the same way, I think, as these ants. It electrocuted itself, but then its little body was preventing the switch from clicking.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It is kind of weird.
And we were just talking about that this weekend.
Yeah, really?
You're psychic. It's synchronicity, Dougie.
Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Award-winning author Michael Hebert's new book is the suspense thriller Dream with Little Angels. We spoke with him about his writing process and the character development in his new novel and the balance between the light and dark elements of the story.
Well, I actually write fairly quickly usually, but Dream of Little Angels took a little longer to write than most of my work. From start to finish, I think I put in about 3 years altogether. It was one of those stories that came to me in spurts. I'd write like crazy on it for 4 or 5 chapters, and then I'd put it to bed for about a week or 2 weeks and not touch it. And a month would go by, and then I'd let it stew in my head. There's a lot of character development going on in it, and I wanted to make sure I got it right, so I was being overly careful right from the start. I knew it was something very delicate that I could easily break, and I didn't want to do that, so I put some extra time and care into it. It has a certain sense of innocence and charm to it that I found as I was writing it. And I mean, if you look at the book, it's about something very horrible. It's about 14-year-old girls that go missing and end up raped and murdered. And yet at the same time, the book has funny parts to it and charming parts to it. And it's got this little boy coming of age all in the midst of this. And it was very much a balancing act to keep all these things going. And that was very delicate to me. It was, you know, very breakable.
That's award-winning author Michael Hebert on his new literary suspense novel, Dream with Little Angels.
There's more online. InsightDailyRadio.org.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down.
Time for a wink and a smile from the Doug Steffen Gang. I'm Doug, he's Rich, he's Ken, she's Jennifer, she's Roberta. And we have our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com. Have you ever heard of bubble soccer? Or bubble football. It's called bubble football if you're not in the United States. Bubble soccer if you're here. If you look at the video, Richie, you can see how the players work on each of these teams. They play with their bodies covered in giant
bubbles. Oh, this
bubble.
Looks fun.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
The bubble wrap.
We should have a good day team for this.
Yeah, this is
Don't
cool.
Think?
They're inside the bubble ball.
It looks hilarious.
Yeah, it does.
That awesome.
Makes anything bumping around like this. Now, see, if football players would wear this bubble wrap, there wouldn't be as many concussions. Not
absolutely.
So much. Right.
Those are the biggest helmets you can find. They take it around the body.
This looks pretty rough, man. But look, they get knocked down and they roll over and then they end up back on their feet. This is awesome.
Yeah, they can't fall over, really.
Well, they can,
right?
But they're just in the big bubble.
Yeah. Well, I think that there is a... one of these things... When you look at it, you think, wait a minute, huh? And then you do a double take, and you do, huh, huh? And then when you first saw this, Kenny, what did you think?
Well, I thought these were kids. Mm-hmm. I thought this was like in a elementary school. And then you look at them and you see...
It's like a real deal.
Those aren't kids at all.
These guys are clocking each other.
I know.
They're just knocking the bejesus out of each other. Good Lord.
I don't know how you could be so mean in those things. They look like they're fun.
Fun.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Like
if Richie likes it, I'm sure I probably wouldn't like it. But at any rate.
Oh, this is a violent game wrapped in bubble wrap, my friend.
Great. Super. All right, so there you can check it out anyway. We're not giving you any suggestions. In a moment, we're going to find out how to work through stress at the office with consultant Scott Ventrella, who will help us through that and some other problems that need solutions here on Good Day.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Should you be considering natural pet food for your pet? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Many pet owners are thinking about making a switch to natural pet food, but don't know how to choose the option that's right for them. Before making a switch, remember that pet food is formulated to be the sole source of your pet's nutrition, so it's the ingredient ratios that are essential to making the food and your pet's diet complete and balanced. This means that the ideal food must contain the right amount of both macronutrients, carbohydrates, fat, and protein, and micronutrients, or vitamins and minerals, for a pet's lifestyle. Veterinarian, PetMD contributor, and author of PawCurious.com, Jessica Vogelsang.
Pet owners should look for a food that provides perfectly balanced nutrition for their pet's specific life stage and special needs. And for those looking for a natural option, a food like New Hill's Ideal Balance is a great choice because it provides natural ingredients perfectly balanced.
For more information, visit Hill'sIdealBalance.com.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What got into Mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart. It all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
Scott Ventrella is with us here on Good Day. He's from a company called Positive Dynamics, which you can check out at PositiveDynamics.com. This is a consulting firm that specializes in the development and delivery of programs designed to help companies achieve an unprecedented level of performance. What the heck does that mean,
so,
Scott?
Yeah,
what does that mean?
Well, you know, that's management speak. Come on, guys.
It is. They're right. Exactly.
Yes, exactly right.
So let's ditch it and talk about what's real. How do you how do you deal with people that are stressed out at work? Bosses?
That's real simple, guys. I'm sorry. I'm on your website. You get one of those bubbles. And get one of those bubbles, because usually, you know, somebody in the workplace is making your life miserable. So, you know, get into the bubbles, get outside, and just, you know, take your aggression out that way.
Knock each other around a little bit.
So you're suggesting fights in the workplace?
Fights between coworkers or fights between management and labor? Which is it? Or a little of both?
Yeah, you know, I like the bubble idea. It's better than a fifth of vodka down in your bottom drawer, that's for sure.
Well, there are a lot of people who practice that as well because they just don't know how to deal in general with office stress. There's a study that suggests that work is the major source of stress for 65% of adults. The other 35, their marriages are their major stress or their relationships. And people say that the workload is too heavy, demands on them is too heavy. Well, you know what? I think we can all find something about work that we don't like, and we can find things that we do like. So how do you there's also a thing that's flying around at DougStefan.com, Scott, about working during vacations and time off, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Does this add to, or because if you're working with management, you're going to be working or towing the line on their side, which is all about getting the most out of workers, right?
That's right, yeah. And by the way, you take those statistics, 65%, you know, work, 35%, and then marriage, if you work with your spouse, you're in double trouble. So big problem there. But seriously, no, there are a lot of people that, you know, using the example of those, because this is vacation time, of course, and it's amazing how in the kind of work that I do, a big part of what I do is leadership coaching, something as simple as instructing an executive to, you know, when you take that vacation, you know, it's simple. There's an on-off button on your, you know, on your smartphone or whatever the heck it is that you're using. In one way, it's simple, actually, guys. In the other respect, it does require some communication. So if you're one of those 24/7 folks that are always wired in, you have kind of more or less conditioned the workplace, your direct reports, your boss, whoever, peers, that you know you are available 24/7. In a sense, it's your fault. So you can't just shut the machine down and say, "Well, okay, I'm going radio silence for the next week or two." You do have to communicate that. And one thing that I strongly recommend is if that's the way you're going to go, one thing you might consider is letting folks know that, let's say you're taking a week vacation, you might say, okay, Wednesday morning, assuming you're going Monday through Friday, Wednesday morning I will check in, you know, for about 10 or 15 minutes, unless the place is burning down. You know, I'm not going to get involved in anything, but just to reassure them that there is something that needs approval, something that can't wait, that you will be checking in.
All right. So let's deal with some of the specifics of what goes on in the brain of a person who is so wired in that he or she feels like if they are gone for a day, they have missed out. Is that something that they've trained themselves to think, or has management taught them to think that way? And if that's the case, you say shut it off. I don't know anybody, frankly. I'm on, not 24/7, because I try to zone out for 6 or 7 hours at night, but other than that,
you're
I'm pretty connected all the time. People call me day and night. I have a radio business. I have as an avocation a dairy farm. I have other interests in my life, and so
Don't you think it's because you love what you do, though? I feel like I'm connected a lot. My dad, who I work for, is connected. You're connected, and I think it's because we all really, at the end of the day, like what we do. So is it a mindset, Scott, that you can get into to maybe enjoy things more, so that
you don't feel like it's a chore? I love what I do, and it's nice to hear. And I think there are quite a few people in that category, believe it or not, people who really enjoy what they're doing. They've kind of incorporated it into a way of life, and so they don't necessarily see it as work. But that does not mean that there aren't times when we need to step away, when we do need to take a break, when we need to recharge, kind of get a new perspective. And so I think especially for people who love what they do, especially for people where you've got jobs of responsibility, people are counting on you. But back to the point, you know, is it a mindset? It absolutely is a mindset. And I would actually suggest it's not necessarily external. In other words, sure, there are people who have expectations of us, and we don't want to let them down. But at the end of the day, it really comes down to how we are wired, a little bit of personality, our value system. You know, I'm working with somebody right now who simply, you know, they don't want to let people down. So that when they're asked to take on additional work, you know, they haven't learned how to say no. So couple that with this sense of responsibility, couple that with the idea that you also love what you do, and you want the really cool projects. So, you know, that's double trouble. But like I said, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't take pause every now and then and say no, or to figure out how to shut down when we're and to actually take a well-deserved break.
How about having fun, laughter at work, the kinds of things that, you know, you know, I can remember my father, for example, or other people that I worked with. This isn't work. This is work. It's not supposed to be fun. It's work.
That's right. We compartmentalize. That's, I think, a cultural issue because, again, I'm fortunate in the work that I do. I get to a lot of different kinds of companies, working different industries and so on and so forth, different types of people. And really, I think that just comes down to, and I agree, by the way, there should be fun, you know, at work. It needs to be kept in its proper perspective. But, you know, how do you incorporate fun? People need to be allowed to have fun, or you need the right, let's say, stimulus to, you know, to have that kind of fun. So whether that's I've got clients that have a game room, you know, a little bit of an arcade or foosball, actually a pool table. And so, look, and these are very high-stress, highly accomplished environments, highly accomplished people. But with the message there is, hey, it's okay. It's actually good to unwind. It fosters and releases innovation and creativity in the workforce.
All right. So among the most successful operations, you have big names, smaller names. Where do you are? If you're doing a seminar, people are saying to you, okay, give us the example that you can first think of, Scott Ventrella, as to what companies are doing it the right way. What can we use as an example, whether, again, big company, small company?
Not necessarily a client, but one that comes quickly to mind. I know people who actually work here is Google. Again, very high stress kind of an environment on the one hand. On the other hand, an environment that that fosters through many, many different ways, but to fosters this kind of this idea of being creative, taking time out, you know, having some fun. And seeing your fellow workers in a different light, you know, rather than just all, you know, all at it, you know, focusing on the work, to see them in a completely different environment and in a completely different mode. In general, I do a lot of work in the advertising industry, and I find, I won't name companies, but in particular, I think that kind of work, when you're doing advertising and public relations type of work, it can be an awful lot of fun because you've got a lot of creative types.
Yeah.
A lot of people with a sense of humor.
Crazy. Yeah, right.
Exactly. But I think that's because you have a proportionately you have the type of people that are that kind of person. You know, they like to inject some fun and some lightheartedness in the work environment.
Well, they're also dreamers, too. It seems to me we need to have people who are having fun, people who are dreamers. You got to be focused, but there's a certain amount of dreaming involved in creativity, and I think you would like to have a lot of your people from inside help you make your company more successful.
Yeah, and like I said, it comes down to the culture. There are some organizations, and again, I work with very large organizations, very small organizations, but they allow the companies I believe that does it right are the companies that allows for some of that time. It allows for a little bit of flex time. It does not have people hold people accountable for every second of the day. They're allowed to leave the workplace and just, you know, take, you know, New York City area, you get out, take a walk through Central Park, just something to revive yourself and to, you know, like you said, the whole idea of dreaming and even daydreaming, that can be actually be a very positive aspect of the work force and work environment or the work experience.
Scott Ventrella from PositiveDynamics.com with some words of advice, words of wisdom, if you will, here on Good Day at 10 and a half, 11 before the hour.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
According to ComScore's March 2013 report on U.S. smartphone sales, 133.7 million people own a smartphone. However, a differentiator in the various models is battery life performance, says Tim McDonough of Qualcomm.
One of the biggest pain points for smartphone owners around the world is battery life. To help, Qualcomm Technologies has introduced the Snapdragon Battery Guru app. It delivers a noticeable battery boost and highly optimized experience for any Snapdragon-powered smartphone. The app's designed to proactively adjust smartphone settings for you and make it smarter. The end result is you can do more of the things you want with your smartphone, like play more games, browse the web more, and watch more high-def videos.
Snapdragon Battery Guru is designed to learn an individual's usage patterns and recognize peaks and valleys of activity. It's designed to reduce the background syncing of data and enable and disable Wi-Fi when these features are not in use, enabling a smartphone to save battery power. To learn more, visit Snapdragon.com. I'm John Tritton.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars?
Didn't think so, but you can.
Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The searing heat, a wildfire, and a tragic loss of life. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. In Arizona, a deadly combination of factors. Firefighters battling a spreading wildfire in a heat wave, and you can add some strong winds as well. It's called the Arnell Hill Fire, about 80 miles northwest of Phoenix.
There's just massive amounts of structures that were burned going right down to the middle of the Arnell.
That's Incident Commander Mike Reichling, who says about 250 structures, including homes and businesses, have been destroyed by this fast-moving fire. But more than structural damage, this wildfire has a death toll. 19 specially trained firefighters lost their lives battling this fire yesterday. Some were found inside individual fire shelters that were deployed as a last resort. The White House is issuing a statement on the tragic loss of life, praising the firefighters as heroes. This is the single biggest loss of life among firefighters since 9/11. We mentioned the heat wave. The numbers are off the charts, even for an area of the country, the Southwest, which is no stranger to heat. Las Vegas, 117 yesterday. It was 119 in Phoenix on Saturday. Meteorologist Rob St. Pierre says this extreme heat will continue for much of the western part of the U.S. for a few more days, all the way to the 4th of July.
The exception to the triple-digit heat will be found along the immediate coastline, Pacific Northwest, into coastal areas of Oregon and California. But even places like Seattle could see temperatures getting into the low 90s over the next couple of days or so.
Utility companies in many areas are struggling to provide enough electricity to power air conditioners day and night. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise, and when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, the second quarter of the year came to an end on Friday with the Dow falling 114 points, closing the week below the 15,000 level at 14,909. NASDAQ was actually up a point on Friday, S&P down 7. Today is the 1st of July and student loan interest rates doubled today. Congress couldn't reach a deal on renewing the current 3.4% rates before their 9-day recess, and that means the increase automatically takes effect. The new 6.8% interest rate will only impact new loans. Congress is expected to do something about this when they return from their recess. Business at the box office over the weekend. It was a solid opening weekend for The Heat.
We could just go in there and beat them with a phone book.
No. For so many reasons, no. Okay, you just need to be patient.
Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy teaming up to take down a drug lord in The Heat. With positive reviews, The Heat had a big debut this past weekend, finishing second with $40 million. Still on top, Monsters University, number one for a second straight weekend, $46.2 million. Closing notes, let's talk traffic. And where is the worst traffic in the United States? A recent survey from traffic information provider INRIX says the answer is none other than Los Angeles, L.A., with 35 of the nation's 162 most congested freeways, including four of the top 10. And that brings us to a new type of car being developed and built by a company in Massachusetts. The company is called Terrafugia. The vehicle is called the TFX. It's a hybrid of sorts. It drives like a car, but would also be able to do this. That's right, the TFX would also be able to fly. Finding a nearby runway wouldn't be a problem, we're told, because the TFX could get into the air using tilt rotor technology, allowing it to go straight up and come straight down, just like the Marines' V-22 Osprey aircraft. The first TFX won't actually be finished for at least 2 years, but so many of us sitting behind our wheels in rush hour traffic will just be dreaming about this. I mean, a flying car? Think about it. Someday we'll be able to do away with all the freeways, highways, parkways, and expressways. We'll have nothing but airways. Excuse me. Hey, you! Get off of my cloud!
Can't wait to use that line.
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?